Go ahead and introduce the show now, Andy.
Okay. Let me put my cans on.
You mean your headphones?
Yeah, headphones.
So did you get rid of that? Go ahead and introduce the show. Because I know you hate it when I do that.
This is the show. If you're listening, you know what the show is.
No, that's not true.
It is. How many people you think are hearing us for the first time?
I have no idea.
How many? Give me a number.
I have no idea. The show is called 7 Second Delay.
Yeah. A rhetorical question. There's an answer.
My name's Ken.
Zero. Zero.
No, that's not true.
You think people are tuning in for the first time?
Yeah.
Well, how delighted.
And also, even
so
if
far.
Even if they haven't tuned in for the first time, it doesn't mean they know the name of the show.
Yeah, there's 7 second delay. My name's Ken.
My name's Andy.
And my name's Andy.
And sorry about last week's show.
Yeah, that's your first. Apology on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
You're atoning.
Yep.
Yom Kippur. You're. Yeah, I guess we should atone for last week's show.
Yeah, it was pretty dreadful.
Pretty dreadful. When did you know it was not working?
When that guy almost punched you out in the pizza parlor, when you were making abortion jokes.
Yeah.
Around then.
I guess you know when I knew it wasn't working? When you turned to me and said, this isn't working.
Oh, I mouthed the words.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's when I knew. That's when I suspected it may not be working.
Yeah. Hey, but great to be here tonight with you, Andy.
Yeah, it's been too long since we've been here in the studio.
We haven't done a regular call-in show.
Yeah, a real show,
yeah.
I remember these shows very fondly. They always work, don't they?
No.
What?
No, they don't always work. But we've tried a whole bunch of weird things the last couple of weeks, so tonight it's just back to basics.
Back to basics for us.
Yeah.
We have a premise, we have a subject, we have a theme.
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
Everything.
We're saying goodbye to Irwin. Great show, Irwin. I love the Beach Boys set he did. He played the hits. 1 hour of the hits.
I don't think, no. Not really.
He didn't do that?
No. Hey, did you get rid of the dog? I understand that you adopted a dog.
We didn't adopt a dog. We foster parented a dog. There's a difference.
Yeah, what's the difference?
The difference is foster parenting is a temporary situation when it's not a lifetime commitment.
Oh, I see.
So we went in knowing it was just a temporary sort of situation.
So you're fostering a dog, and now you're trying to get rid of it.
Well, our current dog did not get along with our new dog.
Oh, I see. You didn't test drive the new dog with the old dog.
Well, this was the test drive. We brought the new dog home, and it wasn't a love match. It wasn't, as they say, an Andy and Ken situation.
Yeah. And now you're just going to throw Pongo out on the street? Is that the idea?
We'll find some kind of solution.
You're looking for somebody to fob this poor dog off onto.
We have a foster home that...
You're the foster home.
Well, we have another... The foster home we got it from. The situation going in. We said it may or may not work out. So the foster home we got it from is willing to take Pongo back.
Poor Pongo.
Pongo will be very happy. Happier than you. Pongo will be on a farm. Frolicking around.
Pongo will not be happier than me.
Pongo is already happier than you.
No, I am happier than Pongo.
Pongo has a giant thorn in its eye and is happier than you.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, what?
Karen from Seattle is on the phone, and she's a first-time listener. Hi, Karen.
Yeah. Great. It's fun to have imaginary listeners. Maybe at marathon time, the imaginary listeners will pledge imaginary money.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. Ooh, here's another imaginary listener. It's Kyle.
Austin.
It's Kyle from San Diego. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
It's fun to pretend. I'll do Kyle. Hi, Ken. First time listener. I just stumbled upon you. I was just rolling up and down the dial.
Oh, great to hear.
Just changing stations.
Great to talk to you, Kyle.
Station sounds so groovy, Ken. I can't wait to explore and listen to other shows that you have. What other shows can you recommend on this station?
You might want to try Vocal Fry on Monday nights.
Sounds like crap.
No, it's a good show.
Uh-huh.
Yodeling and throat singing.
Dear God, help me.
You're picking us up a long way away in San Diego, Kyle.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
How do you do it? I guess it's kind of easy. The signal comes in really strong when you're an imaginary listener. Like me.
Oh, man.
And that's...
That's the one voice you can do.
Yeah, it's my voice. That also, by the way, is Mickey Mouse. When I go to Disney World. The kids love
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Karen in Seattle, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's fun. Right, Ken?
Hi, Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Aaron.
Aaron, hi.
It's really me. I'm really listening to your show for the first time.
Well, I hear you, Aaron, but Andy can't hear you.
Aaron, how did you stumble across this show? What horrible thing did you do in a previous life?
I had nothing else to do. I'm just walking around Home Depot and getting to the dial.
Wait, you're walking around Home Depot. You have some kind of FM app on your phone.
I have a little radio.
Yeah. And what are you there? What are you there at Home Depot for? What are you looking for today?
Don't actually remember. Oh, an extension cord.
Oh, they're great. Yeah. Oh, they're the best.
I love extension cords.
If your cord can't reach the outlet, there's nothing better.
Get the kind with...
You gotta reach the roof. There's no outlets on the roof.
If your roof... Here's a little tip. If your roof is like 20 feet from the outlet, what you need is a 20-footer. Ask the guy for a 20-footer. But if it's 30 feet, ask the guy for a 30-footer.
How do you know so much about this?
Because we did a big renovation just a couple years ago.
And Aaron, get a three-hole extension cord.
Yeah, get a three-hole extension cord. Hey, this has been great, Aaron. You want to hear something really sad?
Yeah.
By our standards, this has been a great phone call.
Oh,
That's how sad we are here.
Wait, it's sad that it's a great phone call?
No, it's sad that talking about extension cords is what passes.
No, what's sad, Aaron, is that this is such a great phone call that we normally don't get calls like this.
As good as this.
Yeah.
This, by our standards, this is
I'm
a
sorry,
good phone call.
Yeah,
no, you're reminding us how dismal the rest of the show is.
No way. You stay positive.
she's so young.
You. Every night we'll call.
She's so young.
Okay, Aaron.
Thanks very much.
Call us again next Wednesday.
Yeah, let us hear. We want to hear what length extension cord you ended up with.
All right.
Don't keep us hanging. Okay, bye.
Three holes, Aaron. Bye. That was fun.
Yeah.
So what are we doing tonight? We're doing our Yom Kippur show.
Our atonement show.
Atonement, right. Atonement. Apologies.
Apologies for things that you, for sins you committed, wrongs you committed over the year. And we want to hear your apology. And then we will decide whether or not your apology is sincere. And it won't just be us. It won't just be subjective, will it, Ken?
Oh, hell no. I have a lie detector machine.
We have technology. We're
going
to apply technology to this ancient holiday. So when you apologize for a sin you committed, we'll turn on our lie detector. It will analyze the stress in your voice and will tell us whether or not it's a sincere apology. By the way, if it is a sincere apology, we will send you a WFMU bumper sticker, right, Ken?
That's right.
And we will send... We will send the correct amount of postage and have a return address on the envelope, correct?
Correct.
But if it is not a sincere apology, this is what will happen. This is your fate.
I will attach the bumper sticker to a cinder block.
We will send you something very heavy in the mail. There will be no return address and insufficient postage.
Postage due.
Postage due. You will have to pay the postage. So step right up.
All right, Volner and Halden.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Are you ready to atone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm atoning.
All right, let me hook your voice up to our lie detector.
So you have to do a little confessing here.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, now wait, hold on. We're turning on the lie detector. You understand the rules. If the lie detector senses an insincere apology, we're sending you some crap in the mail with postage due. You'll have to pay the postage.
Okay, but what am I apologizing about?
Well, whatever you did wrong this year.
Something that you did wrong in the last 12 months.
Oh, man.
Oh, you don't have an apology ready?
No. Man. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so you begin with, I sincerely atone.
Wait, here we go. I'm going to start the lie detector. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
So say these words. I sincerely atone for the following sin.
Okay, I sincerely atone for taking $20 from this guy that I knew it belonged to, but I took it anyway because I needed it. And he turned out to be a really, really good guy. But, I didn't know the guy at the time, and this was a very dire situation. So if it's any consolation, I tried to get those $20 back to him.
Okay, we're waiting for...
Well, that story, by the way, has...
Sorry.
You are not truly sorry. It turns out...
It came up false.
It's a great story. It had a little something for everyone, right? It had something for capitalists, or people that love $20.
Mm-hmm.
It had something about it. It had a little moral to it that you didn't know this guy, but he turned out to be a good guy, right?
Yeah. Later on, he turned out to be a pretty okay guy.
Yeah, had
guy,
a character
but, you know,
arc.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. But he had a little growth. There was some growth to it. But we sensed, or at least our technology sensed, you were not sincerely sorry.
Oh, man.
And we were using technology, so.
Yeah, you know, we're using technology. Technology now is everywhere.
Hey, it is, man. It is. Well, you know what?
Like it's in your computers.
Listen, I'm a first-time listener. And
wow, sure. You and Aaron.
Yeah, you and Aaron.
Yeah, guys.
And where else can you find technology?
I don't really know what you guys do, but you guys are pretty interesting. And
oh, we're very interesting.
Cool.
We are very interesting.
Thank you, Vellner.
All right, guys. Take care.
We work hard. We're only on for 1 hour a week, but we work hard all week at thinking of interesting stories and things to say. Right, Ken?
I don't. Do you?
I do.
Wow.
I try to be as interesting as possible because that's what listeners want.
That's quite an admission.
I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll think of something and I'll say, that's interesting, but not interesting enough.
And do you write it down?
Oh, I should.
Yeah.
I should. I should have an interesting notebook.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah.
You know, your wife keeps on texting me pictures of Pongo, the dog that you're trying to push out onto the street.
Pongo will be at a beautiful farm. A beautiful, beautiful farm.
Yeah.
Acres and acres.
I know what that means.
Exactly.
Pongo's going to the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this farm is not just any farm. It's up, up, up above the clouds.
Why did you foster a dog if you weren't going to be able to see it through?
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly. Why? Exactly.
Pongo's a really cute hound.
Oh, my God. The
cutest
little hound dog you ever saw. Smart. 98% house trained.
How old is he?
He's 2 years old.
Aw. Poor Pongo.
Yeah, poor Pongo. But he's going to love this farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The farm.
Yep. And it's not just dogs
That's
up
terrible.
There. It's fairies and elves up
That's
there.
That's terrible. You're fostering this dog and now you're going to kill it?
We're not going to kill it. We're not going to kill it. It really is going to another foster family that is super, super friendly and nice.
I'll take Pongo in.
Done. Sold.
All right.
Sold America.
Bring Pongo by on Friday. I'll keep Pongo for the weekend.
You will?
Yeah.
Sold American.
All right. Yeah.
Big Pongo to the station?
Yeah.
You'll love Pongo.
I will love Pongo.
We'll bring him by Friday.
I love hound dogs.
Oh, my God. Pongo's the greatest. Did Bethy send you a little video?
Yeah.
You'll love Pongo.
Oh. So what's your dog's problem with Pongo?
It looks like
they're getting along right there.
That's because we have a stick up Maisie's butt.
I see.
No, Maisie and Pongo, they're cordial to each other.
Well, that's good enough.
But they're not Andy and Ken. You know how this chemistry we have? You know how special it is?
It's magic.
It is like magic. That's what you want when you have dogs.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're celebrating Yom Kippur here. Is it Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur. You know what?
Yom Kippur. Did you go to temple today?
Didn't go.
You didn't go.
I felt bad about going. Oh, I can atone for that. I'm very, very sorry I didn't go to temple.
All right. Hang on.
I really am, though.
I'm going to get the lie detector ready.
I'm very curious about what the lie detector will say, because I truly am.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hang on.
Hooking it up. We're using technology.
Yep.
They have technology now in televisions. If you buy a TV, there's technology in your TV. By the way, if you buy a new car, I bought a new car last year. Guess what was in the new car?
Technology?
Exactly. It's everywhere, man. And there's no stopping it. It's like a tsunami.
Yeah, old cars had technology also.
Shut up.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
I sincerely atone for not going to temple today. I meant to go and I wanted to go. But didn't get a chance to go.
Okay, hang on. Let me get. Whoa!
Is that truthful?
I don't believe it.
That's how you do it.
It came out true. Probability 24%. Average stress level 0.5.
I beat the machine.
Maximum stress level 2.09.
Maybe I could beat lie detector machines.
It was the truth.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. And what's amazing about that is that you tried to not come in today because you told me you were going to temple.
Yeah, I know.
And then
I have a deadline. I have writing to do.
Oh, I see. Oh, for you.
Hey, do you remember the movie The Ipcress File with Michael Caine?
I never saw it, but I remember the title.
He was being tortured, or they were trying to brainwash him. And you know how he beat it?
How?
He had a rusty nail in his hand, and he squeezed the rusty nail.
Uh huh.
And the pain from squeezing the rusty nail. I guess was enough to distract him, or I guess the pain was enough for him to overcome their brainwashing technique.
Yes, and what's your point here?
That's how I just beat the machine.
Oh, I see, the rusty nail.
Yeah.
Same rusty nail?
probably a different rusty nail. Went to Home Depot, went to the rusty nail aisle. What are you pointing at me for?
It means
I'm pointing at you.
No.
That's kind of rude, man.
I point at you.
What the hell? Yeah, there's my finger.
I pointed at
you.
Yeah,
I'm pointing at you.
No, what? Pointing at you means
what?
The caller's on the air.
Oh, sorry. Hey, you're on the air. You love the show.
I love the show.
Oh, there's my girl.
Hey, honey.
Hey, honey.
Hey, I think you should tell Ken everything about Pongo. Is this a serious thing?
I love Pongo.
Well, here's the thing.
He's a good doggy. And guess what? He played with Maisie after the walk today.
Oh, so they're getting along fine.
Now, why would you say that, honey? Pongo is...
They're getting along fine.
Pongo's not a good fit for us. What?
Why is Pongo not a...
listening to the show.
Why is Pongo not a good fit? Sounds like Pongo's getting along.
Pongo's... There's a lot of homework that goes along with Pongo. Like, he pees in the house a little bit. Like, every day he's peed in the house. And then he has psoriasis, so we have to give him some Benadryl. He has medicine.
So we're going to put him down
today, and we have to spray him.
He's
really, really skinny, and he runs away a little bit.
That's how you sell it. Good, honey. Now, what are we going to do with him this weekend? Right. We just lost. Honey, we needed a place for Pongo this weekend. We just blew it.
Well, no, I think you should be full disclosure to Ken.
No, I'm Ken.
I'm okay with the urine and the eczema, but the running away, that's a deal breaker.
He doesn't bolt. What we've done is we've kept
him
on a
leash. He doesn't bolt. He's on a leash. He doesn't bolt. He's a good dog.
He's a sweet boy. And he jumps. Oh, and here's another thing.
What did I try to tell you about being honest with people?
He jumps really like an excited puppy. He's almost like a lab personality wise, but with a hound dog face.
And the lots of inside urine.
Well, not tons.
Not
like
tons of it. No, not tons.
All right, he'll be at a shelter this
week. So
far,
he hasn't pooped.
Honey, you blew it.
Poor Pongo.
Poor Pongo will be at a shelter.
I do love him. He's trying so hard.
I was going to take Pongo.
I know you were, Ken. Honey, the foster family can't take him back till Monday.
Really?
And as you know, we're gone this weekend. And until a minute and a half ago, until 90 seconds ago, We had the problem solved. We had a place for Pongo. Beth Online 2. Yeah. Well, there it goes. Thanks, honey. Honey, we're going to have a talk about being truthful.
Thanks,
with
Beth.
People. Yeah, thanks, Beth.
Thanks for tipping me off about the urine and the eczema and the psoriasis. And
the fleeing.
Oh, yes, the fleeing, right.
Yep. Well, okay, Pongo, you're going to a shelter.
We're celebrating the Jewish Day of Atonement here, and we have a lie detector. We would like you to call us and atone for something you've done in the last year.
Beth!
And we have technology to determine whether your apology is sincere or not. So give us a call at 201-209-9368. Thank God Beth tipped me off. I was ready to take that dog in.
I know.
I really was.
Why, she always thinks she's helping.
It never.
I know.
It did not occur to me that you would be fostering a dog that was peeing all over the house.
I'd be gone. I'd leave the dog out front, honk the horn twice, and be gone.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, honey. All right, honey.
Because I already have one peeing dog at home. My dog's getting so old, she's getting incontinent.
What's good about having an incontinent dog is you yourself can pee anywhere you want.
No.
And blame the dog.
No.
Yeah, it's perfect. No one will know.
No.
Ever since Pongo came, I have been in heaven.
You've been peeing all over the house?
Not all over, but I don't have to walk through four rooms to get to a toilet.
Well, see, here's the
thing.
If
there's a rug, I pee on the rug. And then I go, Pongo! Pongo, no!
Well, I don't think you're fooling many people, because dog pee and human pee do not smell the same.
You know who's really confused?
Who?
Pongo. as I rub his nose in my urine and spank his nose with a little newspaper. He looks so baffled.
Oh, man, you are the worst dog owner.
I can't help but laugh. It's, you know what? You know how I keep from laughing? I squeeze a rusty nail.
Oof. All right, we have somebody else who would like to atone. It's Aaron in Brooklyn. Hi, Aaron. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, you love the show.
Yeah, I love it so much. I also wanted to say I could take care of Pongo for the weekend if you need somebody.
You're in Brooklyn, though?
Well, I'm from Seattle, but I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. That explains it. So which Home Depot were you at? Were you at the one down?
Yeah, that's important, Ken.
Down
here. Yeah, good question, Ken. Aaron, which Home Depot? Aaron, there are five or six in your area.
In Bed-Stuy.
She was at the Bed-Stuy Home Depot, Ken.
Okay.
Does that solve your problem, Ken?
Can we
move on now, Ken? Any other questions? Aaron, when you went to the Home Depot, did you drive or did you take public transportation?
I actually live right around the corner. So.
Oh, she walked there, Ken. Okay?
Ask
she walked there.
Follow up on the extension cord question.
Yeah. Hey, what happened with the extension cords, Aaron?
What?
Did you get a 20-footer or a 30-footer?
Yeah.
20.
20, good 20. Choice.
All right.
Exactly.
I needed 40 feet, but I have another one at home that's 20, so...
I see. Wait, hold on. Let me do the math. Hold on.
Yeah.
You need 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Two 20s will do.
Wait.
Yeah.
You have to plug them in.
Oh, okay. You didn't have to carry the one on that one.
Yes, normally.
Oh, good. Okay.
I could do it faster if I had my Korean boy with me.
But he's off for Yom Kippur.
We gave him Yom Kippur off. He looks forward to Yom Kippur all year. He's not even Jewish, Aaron, and he looks forward to this holiday all year long.
Andy, have you missed the point? Aaron is willing to take Pongo.
But she's in Brooklyn. How's that going to work?
You bring Pongo to Brooklyn.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, well, I have no idea where you guys are, so I was just going to say.
Andy's in Madison. Andy Breckman lives in Madison.
Do you have a car, Aaron?
No, I don't.
Do you have a teleport machine like on Star Trek?
I do.
Oh, well, we can do it that way. Although if a fly gets in it, Pongo will come out half fly, which might be a little bit of a problem.
At least he won't be peeing on the carpet anymore.
No, he'll be peeing on the drapes and all over the rest of the house. A big, giant, 50-pound fly urinating.
That sounds great.
All right. Well, I don't think we're going to get Pongo to Brooklyn.
Okay.
Thanks for the offer.
But we love you for the offer, and thanks for sharing your extension cord story with us.
No problem.
The walk to Home Depot, wow. She had everything. That's a story. That's a phone call.
Oh, I know. I thought she was at the Red Hook Home Depot, and she was at the Bed-Stuy one.
I was so excited. Yeah.
Everything take good care of the extension cord, Aaron.
Everything you learned in Columbia Journalism School is coming to use here on the show.
It is. It's true. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. It's our big Yom Kippur special. Why can't I pronounce Yom Kippur? Is that proof that I'm not...
Kippur. I don't know.
That I'm not really Jewish?
That's not the proof.
Yom Kippur?
That's
how you pronounce it? Yom Kippur.
You're asking how to pronounce it correctly or how I pronounce it?
How do you pronounce it?
Yom Kippur.
Okay. That's how I'm going to pronounce it, too. You know, the good thing is that any real Jews out there, they're not allowed to listen right now.
This is fantastic.
Because it's Yom Kippur.
Well, until sundown.
Yeah, which is at 6:52, so it's like another 20, 23 minutes.
We can take Jew jokes. We can make Jew jokes all night.
Right, they're not allowed to listen.
Orthodox Jew jokes.
No, even Reform Jews.
Yeah,
this is the one day of the year that Reform Jews become observant.
Keep talking.
The one day.
Yeah, keep talking. I just want to check them.
Okay.
Some mail.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi. Something about atonement, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah,
what's your name?
All right. My name is Sean, calling from Jersey.
Okay, the best beginning of any conversation I've ever had. Hi.
Okay.
Talking about atonement, yeah?
All I got to do is say to my buddy Hippie Mike.
No, wait.
Hold on. We got to hook up our technology.
I have to hook up the lie detector.
We have a lie detector. If this is a sincere apology, you will get a bumper sticker in the mail.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to count down from three, and then when I get to one, you start with your apology.
You apologize, and then you wait for the sound. A buzzer means there was some deception. Right, Kenny?
Right. Ready? Three, two, one.
Hippie Mike, man, it's Sean. I'm really sorry. I let them steal your bike in Beijing. Those freaking Xiaotos, man. They did it. Nazola. Much love, brother. I hope you forgive me.
Wow.
Are we forgiven?
Yeah, that was true.
That was a sincere apology.
Well okay. done.
It sounds like a great story there, too, but we only listen to extension cord stories, right?
The maximum stress level was only 1.5%.
So this guy is either very sincere or very stoned, right?
Well, on the mark.
Yes, all of us. And actually, I'm driving my whole family right now in the car, so I kind of got to go. But, gentlemen, I appreciate it.
We appreciate your call.
Hello to your family.
Much love to everyone.
Much love to your family.
You love his family?
I love his little girl.
Do you? You're a twisted...
Where'd that
twisted
come from?
Person.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, where did that come from?
You told me no Jews were listening, and I went right there. I don't know why.
I didn't tell you no child molesters.
I get it now. In hindsight, I realize the mistake I made. You didn't say no police were listening.
All righty. Hey, Kai and Mattawan, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Are you willing to face our technology, our lie detector, and apologize?
I don't know. Technology scares me a little bit.
Technology is everywhere. It scares me, too. Technology, it's in your telephone. It's in your, even if you buy, a coffee maker or a toaster now. It has technology in it.
Old toasters had technology, too.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
They had heating coils in them.
I'm talking about real technology.
Yeah, heating coils are real technology.
Real technology that my grandfather couldn't fix.
I see, okay. All right, Kai, I'm going to count down from three, and then you start with your apology. Ready? Three, two, one, go.
I sincerely atone for stealing Andy's cactus at the New Brunswick Art Show, even though it turns out that he's slightly homophobic and transphobic, but he took better care of that cactus than I did.
Are you saying taxes?
Cactus. Like the spiky plant?
Cactus.
Oh, cactus.
He took better care of the cactus.
Wait, and when you say Andy, are you talking about me?
No.
No, I'm talking about another Andy.
Oh, another Andy. Oh, the homophobic Andy.
The world doesn't revolve around you, Andy. There's other Andes in the world.
This sounds like a fantastic story. You had, your friend had a cactus.
Oh, not my friend. It was some random stranger. I was doing this this art show in New Brunswick. I was performing, and another person was doing an installation, and they needed people to bring, houseplants in.
Yeah.
So I had brought, two of my houseplants.
Uh-huh.
Other person had brought their cactus, and after I performed, performance didn't really go so well, and I was kind of upset.
Yeah.
So I went to go and pick up my plants from the installation because the art show had ended.
This is your sin? Yes.
What? He was so befuddled.
This is your sin?
And you took the wrong plants?
No, I stole it. I saw the other cactus.
You stole somebody else's cactus.
That's not a sin.
It was really good looking. It was a nice looking cactus.
That's the weaseliest little pathetic sin. I'll tell you what I did. You know what I need to atone for this year?
What?
Last winter, in an early March, I drove two drifters upstate into the woods and hunted them for sport.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Now, that's a sin. Now, I've been feeling bad about it ever since.
Were they drifting?
I'm just
and then, oh, but no. Hold on. I'm sorry. Tell us more about the cactus you took. after your disappointing performance.
No, I am cacti'd out. Thank you, Kai.
Yeah, thanks, Kai. That was no sin.
So you hunted hobos last winter.
Drifters.
Drifters, hobos.
Yeah. Yeah, so no one misses them.
Yeah, they were just drifters.
There's nothing in the paper about them.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, even though they didn't have any family, even though there's nothing in the paper about it, and I got away with it, I have a conscience.
Oh, I see. You feel bad.
I feel bad about it.
Oh.
You know? And that's what this holiday is about.
So you feel like you should apologize because you feel bad?
I feel I should apologize to them.
Oh, to them.
Look, Ken, even though they were worthless and contributed nothing really to society, and nobody misses them.
Yeah,
they were still human beings, Ken. I realize that now.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
Even though they were drifters.
Yeah, they were not very fast human beings.
Mm-hmm. So you got them both.
I got them both. Well, Ken.
High five.
Two shots.
Well two done. Shots.
Yeah. But look, I'm not, like, I even feel bad about that it was so easy. I feel bad. One of them couldn't really move.
Did you drug them first?
No. That would be a great sport. That would be great. That's a real trophy, Ken.
Yeah.
You drug the drifters.
That's inhumane.
Yeah. If you're going to hunt the drifters, you open the van, you give them 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's the naked prey, baby.
Right. That's how we've always done it. All right, Esteban in Staten Island, you're on the radio.
Oh, and then on the way home, you know what I did?
What?
I took a cactus from some performance arts center.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
man.
I'm joking.
Do you always talk over the callers after Ken announces them?
Yes.
Or just today?
Yes.
No,
that's what I do.
He always does that.
Because the odds are, it's been my experience, I'm almost always more interesting and entertaining than any caller. Why would I not? I'm doing the listeners a little favor.
Well, if Ken would give me a show, then I guess, you know, I would be able to prove that that's wrong.
Ken,
but,
give him
a
show. He sounds great.
Okay, Esteban, are you ready with your apology?
Yeah. This is a pseudonym, by the way, in case, you know, anyone's listening.
Right.
Involved.
Okay.
Well, it's refreshing to meet someone that Ken has not offered a show to. That's the first thing.
Okay, Esteban. Three, two.
So I never shop.
Wait. No,
wait, hold on.
Esteban. Esteban.
You have to
Esteban.
Wait till we turn on our technology.
I'm going
to
count down from three. Three, two, one, go.
I never shoplift, but I shoplifted a small stuffed hedgehog from a small mom and pop place in Jersey.
And a hedgehog.
Yeah.
True.
And you feel you feel bad about it. Where's the hedgehog now?
I do feel bad about it.
Wait, it's easy to rectify this. You bring the damn hedgehog.
How do I rectify it?
Well, how do you rectify it? You put the hedgehog in a bag. You drive over there at 5 a.m. and you throw it through their front window.
You might want to tie it to a brick.
I don't know a car. Would you guys be able to pick me up? And maybe we could,
you steal a car.
Well,
what the hell? What do we have to, like, take you by the hand to do the whole thing? You steal a car. You drive back to the mom and pop store. Tie the damn thing to a brick. Throw it through a window.
Done.
Do
I
the
also,
right
I
thing.
I also stole a dagger from the
man
up. I don't feel bad about that.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling.
All these people are getting bumper stickers.
Hey, with a great story like that, you should give him a show. Why don't you?
He stole a real hedgehog or a stuffed hedgehog? Well, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you didn't have any questions for him, huh? It's not like he mentioned the Home Depot or something.
I love Home Depot.
Which Home Depot was it?
I just went to the
Home Depot. I got one show a week. 1 hour a week. Here's my co-host. Hey, which Home Depot was it?
Not every Home Depot is the same, you know.
Have you ever been to a Super Home Depot?
I've been to some big ones.
I believe the biggest one, my son was telling me, it's in Union or something. There's a giant Super Home Depot.
A Super Home Depot.
The size of three or four normal.
Really?
Home Depots, yeah.
And where is that one located?
I don't know. You have to do a little research.
We should go there.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. The saddest Home Depot is the one right outside the Holland Tunnel in Jersey City. Nobody ever goes to that one. I like that one, though. It's homey.
Well, we've had fun. This has been a great hour. And
it's still Yom Kippur.
We have 10 more minutes.
Yom Kippur.
When it's officially sundown, the holiday's
6:52, over. 6:52, yeah. Have you been fasting, by the way?
Well, I don't technically fast. I do some. I sacrifice in some way, but it's not fasting.
How do you sacrifice?
I don't eat my favorite foods.
That's not fasting.
It's something.
It's nothing.
It's something. And you...
No, that's nothing.
It's not nothing. I'm not saying I go the whole hog. I'm not saying I fast. I'm not saying I'm not proud of it, but I do something. For example, we had cornflakes and we had Raisin Bran in the cupboard.
Yeah.
I like Raisin Bran better than cornflakes. Guess what I had this morning?
Cornflakes.
Exactly, because it's Yom Kippur. You give up a little
That's
something.
That's pretty sad.
It's how you remember the hardships and the sacrifices that my forefathers gave.
I thought that was Passover.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah, Passover is when you're supposed to...
Why are you fasting here?
Passover is when you're supposed
to... So why do you fast? You cleanse yourself or something?
Because you're atoning.
You're atoning. Oh, yeah,
you're making up for the naughty stuff that you did. For those two...
I can't think of anything I did.
The two drifters you hunted down.
That's the only thing on the whole year.
Well, that's pretty bad.
No, it's pretty great.
No, hunting down the drifters, I mean, is bad.
One indiscretion per year, that's not so terrible.
If it results in two murders...
Of drifters? Drifters, that's maybe a misdemeanor.
Of human beings. Human beings.
Drifters.
Where did you find these drifters, by the way? Because I know there's no drifters.
This is good. No, this is going to interest you.
Yeah.
Hanging out at the Home Depot.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes, they hang there. They're day laborers.
Yeah, they were
looking for work. Yeah, that's where you go. Where do you get your drifters?
Which Home Depot were they at?
The one on Route 10 in East Hanover.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Oh, it's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, those drifters, they've got no roots.
Have you picked up drifters there before?
Every year on Drifter Day.
Yep. What day is Drifter Day?
March 2nd.
The day before your birthday.
Exactly.
Oh, well, it's like a birthday present to yourself. You pick up some drifters, and then the next day you hunt them down and kill them. It's good to take care of yourself.
Yeah, little me time.
Yeah. All right, we're celebrating Yom Kippur here. The Jewish Day of Atonement, and we want you to call up and atone for something. We have technology to determine the stress in your voice, and it will determine whether your apology is sincere or not. And if it is sincere, we'll send you a bumper sticker. And if it's not sincere, we will also send you a bumper sticker, but it will be sent postage due, and it'll be attached to a cinder block.
And we're in the studio.
Yeah, live in the studio tonight. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last week we were hawking pizza door to door.
Well, that's like, something to atone for.
Yeah, it was like a...
trying to earn enough money to buy a Playboy.
We were doing prank phone calls door to door in Hoboken last week.
Sad, sad, sad.
Yeah.
Sad, 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 sad.
And then the week before that, was that the robot voice show? I've lost track.
Sad, sad, sad. Yep.
I can't wait to do the robot voice show again. Now that we've figured out the technology.
I know you feel you were speaking too slowly.
Yeah, I blew it. That show was my fault. You were speaking naturally, and you sounded good. And I was trying to talk slow, thinking that the Google voice apps would need some help, and they didn't need any help at all. Wish Esteban would call back.
You like that story? We've heard some great stories today.
The hedgehog, yeah.
We had bikes stolen in China?
Yep.
Aaron, stolen hedgehogs?
Aaron told us all about the Bed-Stuy Home Depot and the extension cords and how she's willing to take Pongo. Pongo is urinating all over your house, providing you with cover.
Pongo has become a very important friend of mine.
Yeah, I guess. What are you going to do when Pongo disappears?
Hold it in.
You're going to have to hold it in a long, long time.
Just till I get to the toilet.
Yeah, maybe you should just start using the toilet bowl again. Listen to Nick the Bard go out there, man. He's
call screening like the wind.
Yeah, he is. Doing a great job.
He's doing the greatest. Hey, we should also thank Veronica. She puts our little email newsletter together.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Nick the Bard.
How can people subscribe to that newsletter?
They can just email me at ken@wfmu.org.
And what would they say in the email?
They would say, please subscribe me to the newsletter.
And how can people unsubscribe from the newsletter?
There's an unsubscribe button at the bottom of the newsletter. A link that says unsubscribe. And that's our word of the day. That's our secret word of the week. Unsubscribe.
You just made that call?
Yeah. I think last week we forgot.
Can we do a retroactive word of the week?
I believe we can.
Well, wait, it's kind of weird. No, because anyone that heard last week's show would not be listening to any other shows.
That's true.
They would have stopped listening.
Oh, good point. Good point.
So it almost doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Last week's show was bad. And I ended up going home without a Playboy.
Oh, and did the Peruvian frat ever mail their money in?
No.
They didn't. Interesting.
But the joke's on everyone else. You know why?
Why?
Because my wife is as pretty as a playmate. I have my own playmate, a live playmate.
I see.
I don't need Playboys. Don't need your two-dimensional paper playmates.
Because your wife is a playmate.
Yeah. I have my own playmate.
Yes.
To nag me.
And she's also the mother of your children.
To make my life miserable.
And your companion.
You know the old saying, happy wife, crappy life. Have you heard that saying?
I have not. It makes no sense.
It does to me.
Happy wife, crappy life. All right. Michael in California, you're on the radio.
Oh, this will be good. California, yeah. The land of lies.
Hi, guys. I want to sincerely atone for something I did.
Okay, hold on.
Hang on a second.
We're hooking up our lie detector, our technology.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to count down from 3, 3, 2, 1, go.
I want to sincerely atone for harassing and taunting radio people.
Oh, it's kind of a meta high concept call.
It's a universal call for all radio people I've harassed. This last week.
This DJ L Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I really want to say sorry in public for everything I've done.
Wait, now who is DJ L Rock? Let us in on your little inside joke.
Yeah, DJ L Rock, explain to Andy who you are.
I am the troll that harasses everyone in the bulletin board in WFMU.
But you're such a nice guy when you call. I heard you on Clay Pigeon's show last week.
Yeah, and I explained to him that I don't know what happens to me. I turn into a monster when I'm online, but I'm not a monster when I'm...
No, you're a perfect.
Are you a perfectly nice guy.
Are
you really in California?
No.
Where are you calling from?
Philly.
And where is your nearest Home Depot to you? How far away?
About a mile.
A mile from Depot?
You could walk it.
You could, if you had to, yeah. Yes, Ken, very good point. If you had to walk it, you could walk it. But here's the catch.
Yeah.
You can't buy a lot there because you'd have to carry it home.
Well, you could buy a cart.
You can't buy a cart. They don't sell carts.
They do sell carts.
No, they rent carts.
No, they sell dollies.
You are out of your mind. You are out of your friggin' mind, Ken.
Just steal them, that's all.
Yeah, listen to DJ L Rock. You just steal a dolly. You buy all your stuff.
You can't get away. They're watching you all the time. They have guys in the parking lot collecting carts.
There's nobody in the parking lot of mine.
You're not going to get away from the Home Depot parking lot with a stolen dolly.
You're
both nuts.
Are you listening to what DJ L Rock is saying? They don't have guys in the parking lot at his Home Depot.
They don't, actually.
This sounds like a dream Home Depot. It sounds like paradise on earth.
Well, DJ L-Rock, I love you on the phone.
Okay. But am I atoned for the year or what I have done?
We don't care.
No, you're atoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that what it means, Yom Kippur? You're done.
Yeah. You can start. Done. You can start sinning all over again.
Yeah, you've got a blank slate.
Yep, blank slate.
You're done, buddy.
Okay.
Thank you, DJ L-Rock. Okay.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
You're Bye-bye. Great, buddy. Hey, what time is sundown officially?
6:52 in about 4 minutes.
And then can we quit? Can we go home?
No, you can eat. You can eat your raisin bran.
You can eat your words.
Chris in Florham Park, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm really sorry for not taking a shower in a few days.
Oh, wait. Hang on a second.
I don't think he really is. I'm not sensing any sincerity. But hey, it's not up to me. We have a lie detector. We have technology.
I'm going to count down and you say that again. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm very sorry for not taking a shower in a few days. I apologize for the offense I might have caused.
That's a lie.
You are not really sorry. In fact, we sense that you're proud of it. You're wearing it like a badge of honor, a stinky, stinky badge of honor.
Ugh, guy smells so bad.
Thanks for calling.
He's long gone.
He's history.
Thanks for calling.
He's in our rearview mirror. He's in our audio rearview mirror already.
It's been a great Yom Kippur.
It's been great sharing it with you, Kenny. Kenny Friedman.
I wish I could pronounce the name of this holiday.
Hey, how about the next person that calls you offer him a show? Would you agree to that?
Sure. Next person who calls, 201-209-9368, come on down and do a radio show. Next call.
Maybe there'll be a minority. You'll have a little diversity. 201-209-9368.
What kind of minority are you hoping for, Andy?
Albino. An albino show. The albino hour.
Uh-huh.
The what? Jew hour.
I think we have a number of Jews already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why do you demonize people who suffer from albinism?
Excuse me. I don't demonize them. I'm just noting that you've never hired one.
Would you support an albino for president?
Would you support an albino for president?
Yes, absolutely. If they're an American citizen and 35 years old.
How could an albino win the presidency?
By being very charismatic.
He can't go out in the daytime.
What
can
do
he?
You mean they can't go
Aren't
out?
Aren't they blind? Or don't they have terrible eyesight?
No. Oh, oscillating eyeballs.
Yeah, oh. Good luck fighting the next war. Hey, there's our commander-in-chief. Which one is he? The one with the oscillating eyeballs. The one that can't hide at night.
Just because the eyeballs are oscillating doesn't mean they can't see straight. Damn.
You think an albino could be a commander-in-chief? You would follow an albino into battle.
I would. They'd be very easy to spot in the dark.
They sure would. He would take all the fire, all the enemy fire, that's for sure. It's kind of like low-hanging fruit aiming at the albino. I have no respect for the enemy.
You're such a bigot.
Hey, did we do our little albino bit?
We did.
How'd we do?
Good, except you forgot the Edgar Winter line.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
A lot of this material is ad-lib, but a lot of it we work out on the boards during the week.
Listen to Nick the Bard. He's hanging up on everybody who's calling up who wanted a radio show.
Why?
Oh, 1 minute to go until Wait, Yom Kippur is
why
over.
Why is he hanging up? Nick, put the next caller through.
Yom Kippur. Kippur. Is
Look at the phone line light up. You said you'd have a radio show.
It's a fish, right, Kipper?
Look at the carrot you dangled. You're going to put someone on the air. I'm going to make you do it. Okay, the next caller. Here we go. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Esteban. You're on the radio. Where'd he go?
I don't know. I guess he...
An hour or...
Oh, there you go,
Esteban. Yeah, he's asking what his time slot is.
How's Wednesday, 6 to 7?
Yeah, that's great.
Perfect. What kind of show are you going to do, Esteban?
I'm going to play different noises, sound effects, and, you know, people can call in and tell me what they think.
Perfect.
That's it. That's the sweet spot.
Yes.
You hit that one out of the park.
Seven Sound Review.
Tune in.
What's it going to be called?
Seven Sound Review.
Seven Sound Review.
Because he's coming in with seven different sounds.
Yeah,
he's going to come in with different sounds.
And also he's going to be filling in for 7 second delay.
Different sounds, different noises, and then he's going to take phone calls and people can tell him what they think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
People from Home Depot are going to get pushed to the front of the line.
It's as if a computer had spit out the perfect WFMU show. That's exactly what. Yeah, maybe you are. Well, that now you have a theme. Now you have a subject for a second hour for another show.
Can the lie detector test tell that?
Buddy, you're on the air.
Let's try.
Let's put him on the air next week.
3, 2, 1, go.
I am a computer.
Ugh. Sorry.
Well, I guess you're as human as the rest of us.
Okay, Esteban, email me, and you have to, of course, prove that you are Esteban.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that, but I'm going to be getting a lot of people emailing me claiming to be Esteban.
Because they want that coveted Wednesday 6 to 7 slot.
What's the show going to be called again? Seven Sound?
The Seven Sound Review.
Seven Sound Review. Okay, great.
It's good to know the show. Look, good to know the time's good hands.
Alex in Brooklyn, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys.
You're living a dream, right?
I am.
Me too, buddy. Whose dream are you living?
I'm living my own, I suppose.
I'm living one of those drifters I killed, one of their dreams.
Really?
I think the big one, the tall one.
Mm-hmm.
The one that could run fast at all.
Oh, he was too tall.
I call him Limp.
Yeah. Next, pick up some drifters. You should get some able-bodied, you know. Just
for the challenge of it. You make a lot of sense.
Or he's getting these guys who can't walk straight. You know, they're dead already. Okay, Alex, did you want to atone for something?
Yes, I got a terrible haircut. I've just been
waiting
for an eye.
I don't even need to put that through the lie detector.
You're just having sport with us.
You're not sorry about your haircut.
Well, Ken, great hour.
Yom Kippur is over.
Yom Kippur is over, and wouldn't you agree that so is the show?
And welcome back, Dozen, rejoining us after Day of Atonement.
They're all at Wendy's right
now. We've new.
Scarfing down there for dinner. Hey, Kenny, I really off next week.
Of the Jewish faith, we welcome you back.
Shalom. Shalom to you.
Shalom.
Hey, Kenny, do I really have the week off next week? Come on.
We have not been about the Jewish. Because it was Yom Kippur and you were needed to listen to the radio, we did not take that opportunity to talk behind your back.
Unless you were an albino Jew. What? In which case we might have said a few things that we regret. Hey, Kenny, isn't there going to be toast next week?
No, let me work things out with Esteban.
Oh, get my hopes up.
Yeah, sorry. Zachary in Indiana, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening. I wanted to atone for playing very bad guitar music to my baby. I only know a few chords and
no,
really
that's
seems
not
to
sincere.
Like music, but they're not very good at it, so I wanted to apologize.
No.
Atone to him.
Lie detector said that was true.
Oh, for the love of God. What a great, great note to end on. Hey, thanks for calling.
What were the chords?
Oh, for the love of God.
E, A, and G.
No, here, yes, yes. Are you sitting in a room with them right now?
Yes.
If you look out the window, can you see a
Depot?
See a Home Depot out your window?
No, not out my window. If there were no buildings or trees, I could. I know where
you're close to a Home Depot?
Yeah.
Lucky, man. Fascinating.
Lowe's is pretty great.
The kind of stuff I was doing today. Fascinating. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Zachary.
You know what I say? A lot of our listeners live within a mile of a Home Depot.
I went to the Lowe's in Newton last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Lowe's.
Uh-huh.
I think people who work at Lowe's are friends in Home Depot.
Now, can we get this last hour of radio airplay out of us? You do.
It just happens automatic.
This is going to be a tough one to scrub out. This is like a stain. It's like an audio stain on the rug.
Oh, yeah. You got to get Shobee.
Shobee.
Yeah, scrub it right out.
I know what you mean by that.
All that.
Yeah, that Shobee God. That's just... No Caesar stems there.
Okay.
That's just Shobee God.
I couldn't tell.
That's pretty strong stuff. Hey, don't Bogart that Shobee God.
It's great hearing Andy pretending to smoke weed. It sounds more like you're snorting O than smoking weed.
Oh,
let's cocaine imitation.
No! All you do mock me.
Come on.
Oh, someone else.
Your L imitation.
You with me next week when that kid goes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Do I need to atone for wanting to kill Donald Trump sometimes?
Wait a second.
I'm sure.
Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be hard.
No, now you're going through the lie detector now, so go ahead. Say it again.
Well, Donald Trump is, he's a human being, and I shouldn't wish violence on him or sadness.
All right, hang on.
Sorry.
It was true.
Yeah.
Not only true, but
pretty hard-hitting political satire, too. Thanks very much for sharing
that. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Well, political comedy in this country, far from...
Donald Trump is cutting Fox News now. Did you hear?
No, I haven't heard.
Yeah, he's boycotting Fox News.
You mean he's watching it or not going to appear on it?
He's no longer going to appear on it.
Well, good to know.
Yes.
I bet you he'll be back.
We'll see. This is WFMU East Orange. WFMU online at WFMU.org.
What did they do to him to make him mad?
Oh, you know what they did? Bill O'Reilly canceled on him.
That's it?
That's it, yeah. Bill O'Reilly bumped him.
I do worse things than that. Or every Drifter Day.
March 2nd.
Second.
But, of course, you don't kill the Drifter until your birthday on March 3rd.
Right. Right, we party all... get him.
Oh, that's how you wear them out. You party with the Drifters all night.
I play Chubby Checker music. We twist all night.
So not only do you pick the lamest, slowest, sickest Drifters, you get them all night. There's no shit in that. Cheater. All right, stay tuned for Sue Braun and Do It For Me.
I love you, Ken.
I love you more.
Don't talk about it. When you do it for me, folks. Hey, welcome to the prom. Thanks for tuning in. I know it must be difficult right after second date. All the enthusiasm that they bring to the table is followed by mostly confusion in this radio program. My name is Susan. How you doing out there? Great. Great. You know what? I'm not even going to wait to hear your response. I can hear your head now. It's like a rattling. A thunder applause. So loud. My VU meter is pinning in the red. That's how much enthusiasm I've coming my way this week. You, the folks that are going to be calling in, doing it for me on 201-536-9368. That is the phone number to call. We're going to be talking stuff. This week we have no visuals. And that... What's so applausible over there, Ian?
Well, he's getting a stone massage, I heard.
Leechard technocrat.
Yeah, he's one of the stone massages in the world.
You know, there's a lot of stone massages going on. I need people.
Well, when I need a stone massage, you know, it's kind of, you know, I feel that Lee needs one.
I think, you know, if either of you gets a good rolfing, you're going to break into a million pieces of powder.
Never know.
And fragment.
Obviously, I paid for it. But hard cat.
Stone massages. You know, what about hot brick massage? Or like, what are those things you work with? Cinder blocks? Heavy cinder blocks, right? Or,
it's asphalt, whatever.
Those, your sight nerves, the ones in your bum. Just a big, heavy cinder block just dropped right on those spots.
Where you
really straighten you right out.
Your ring finger where you lose a fingernail.
Yeah.
Like that.
Nick the Bard is in here searching for something we already searched for.
So is Ted the dog.
Yeah.
We got a dog in the studio.
Yeah.
With a...
Folks, do it for me. We are looking for... we're not going to talk about anything technical. But Nick, it's not there.
Oh, it is there.
No, it's not there. Right, he's what are those headphones? Like a 1989 one? Nick the Bard is here. That's all the reason world to call to screen you. 205-536-9 state. That's 201 Kent WF 369-368. For those of you with the big giant push button phones, we're waiting for you to call. I really discovered. I can't even, you know, well, one recently discovered is I pronounce people's names that have four consonants, you know, is really a challenge for me. Martin Shkreli's, you know, the CEO or whatever, he's not even a CEO, Turing Pharmaceuticals, the guy that everybody's in an uproar.
I did him.
Not... He's available. He's okay, Cupid. He's 2 years old.
Hey.
And he's really cute.
No age gap, you know.
And you know what? He says he's 18.99. I fit somewhere in there, Ian.
You got it.
Yep.
You're not good or you're not 7'7".
I get him. Totally. He's 5'10", which is almost as tall as I need.
You don't want too tall, you want too short, right?
I don't. No, I can't. Too short.
Dating two guys.
I know. No.
Yeah.
Nothing against. Some of my best friends are of the more diminutive variety, but I'm like a bulky person.
Vertically
like,
challenged.
Yeah. Like. Not. It was hard enough being like a bruiser all the time.
Well, if I had a female that was what 6'3", if to be tall.
You want taller?
Not at all.
Not at all. You want diminutive. You want to be able to pin them down.
Yeah. Pretty
right?
much. Pretty much. Yeah.
All right, put your boot heel on the throat.
No, that sounds like what you'd want to do. That this guy.
I don't think so.
About.
I think this guy could use a boot heel on the throat.
Well, that's what I mean. He kind of, you know, he gives what he wants.
Yeah. Well, I consulted a friend of mine, a very brilliant friend of mine, actually, listener John from Greenwich. I said, "You're a smart guy. please set me straight about this this Martin Shkreli guy. And he had a few good points to say. I'm sorry, I'm not... That was tapping. That was tapping, Ian. Stop it. Stop it. That was tapping. He set me straight about the irrepressibly adorable Martin
Shkreli.
Oh, my God. Shkreli.
I wonder if anybody could really pronounce his name. I haven't really even tried. I just know what it looks like.
You know who can pronounce his name? Fellow Albanians.
Oh, there we
Ethnic
go.
Ethnic Albanians.
Ethnic cleansers?
No. I was once in the company of ethnic Albanians out in a very, very far suburb in Greece. Let's say it was so far that it was like third world, like I'm just pooping a little in my pants. Ethnic Albanians set up like lean-tos.
Oh, so like North Bronx.
No, it's really far from the Bronx. Like, no speak English. Okay.
Oh,
that's
Staten
how
Island.
Far.
Staten Island.
Well, not quite that bad.
Okay.
Now let's not go crazy.
Hey, how you doing? Huh?
So, anyway, my friend, sent me straight on my new man crush. Oh, that's right. He's a man, and I'm a woman. So,
oh, I see what's
like,
going on.
I don't know.
I see what's going on.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to completely misquote my friend. Just make it easy for everybody because, like, I don't understand what he's saying. I'm so smart. Oh, my God. First, he's a... this Martin... You just jump in with it.
Shkreli.
Is a private equity guy. Please stop using the ex-hedge funder nonsense. The dude's about 12. This means he's got investors. These investors invest in private partnerships with the expectation that what gets done privately.
He's a capitalist.
Those investors are going to be mighty PO'd at him right now, but you ain't seen nothing compared with how peevish they'll be if their names get out. Look for...
Martin Shkreli.
On the nearest lamppost. And, well, that's just one of the things he says. And, I mean, my friends don't mind being quoted out of context and publicly.
I don't think he does either.
But
Martin's...